Whether you're single or married, apparently we all suck at breaking up. This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I'm single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
So this survey came from yourtango.com. You know, do your own research on who they are.
One of the most respected research institutes.
But they surveyed 1,000 people, and they had some interesting results about exes. And what they found is that most people are still hung up on their ex, and it's not just singles. This survey found that 71% of people say they think about their ex too much. Narrow that to just singles, and the figure goes up to 81%. But as we said, it's not just singles. Almost two-thirds of married people, 60%, agree that their ex is on their mind too often, which that one surprised me.
Yeah, what was the percentage on too often again?
60%.
60%. Well, I mean, too often, I guess it's all relative. Like, for some people, ever might be too often, and for some people, maybe they think about them all the time. I mean, that's a...
I can safely say I am not in that
60%.
No.
What remember about the 71%? Well, when you were married, I guess that would have been the 60%. 71% would have been singles. Or, yeah. I'm sorry, 81% was singles.
The only breakup that I had where like I was jilted and I still think about it was my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that. Like, I know that I was mad for a while, and I was thinking about it for a while, and I knew that once, like, I didn't really care anymore, that I was, like, over it.
How long would you say that was?
I don't know. It was a while. It was a year and a half.
After the divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was also, I mean, maybe that's long. Yeah, that's how long it was.
Well, I don't think that's long at all for what happened to you, by any means, in...
I just remember him coming. He flew in to see like the girls for something. We went to a soccer game, and he was like, after he left, he goes, "I feel like I should tell you that I'm engaged, but I didn't know if you noticed her ring." And I was like, "Nope, like I didn't, because right. I didn't really care." So I think that's when I was like, "Oh, I am healed."
Now you're taking the step, but you still have to deal with him because of your kids too. Which I mean, so he's never ever going to be out of your life completely.
Right, but I don't, like, think about him. I mean, this makes it sound like they're thinking about them in a romantic fashion.
It's like the girls' weddings are going to be, like, great for some awkward moments, I feel like. In,
you know what? I feel
15
like...
15 or 20 years.
I feel like, I mean, granted, we are not the map for the conscious uncoupling, but I went to a funeral for his family, and I was charming, and we got along, and...
Recently?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how recently?
Last fall.
Oh, that's very recently.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I mean...
I think taking the high road.
Well, again, yeah, you have to... You will never have him out of your life, ever. And I think you've said before...
Ever!
But you've said before, though, I mean, if you didn't have kids, you would never speak to him again.
Right, yeah. I would safely have said, you know, I haven't spoken to him in 10 years.
Right, yeah, exactly. And think you would have any reason to, so... The survey also found that social media really plays a big role in people moving on or people still thinking about their exes, so on and so forth. 59% of people remain Facebook friends with an ex after they've broken up with them, which, you know, I don't know why you would want to be friends with them on Facebook, but...
You don't know why you want to be friends with them at all, let alone on Facebook.
Absolutely not.
So let's not rehash that, but... But I think, like, you can't help but, like, say you date someone, you make friends with their friends, or you have friends in common.
I think like, that you're all ends. That all ends. You don't have friends with their friends anymore. You're not friends with them.
I went last year, Beth and I went to brunch with everyone at the table was people that I had met through my ex-girlfriend, that is and then the Beth became friends with them.
Well, that is the exception. That is definitely not the rule.
They're great friends.
I'm just saying that's an anomaly. That doesn't happen very often.
No, I bet it happens more than you think it happens.
I don't think so.
Well,
how many of your ex-husband friends do you hang out with?
It was in Wyoming. How were they?
I mean, like, I still get
I think I don't know anybody that is still friends with friends of an ex, other than you, I guess, apparently, and you, Allison. I don't know anybody else.
So two of the three people in the room.
But I guess I have a lot of friends. I'm Facebook friends with, like, people that were friends with him in Wyoming that I became friends with.
Right. Well, yeah. A Facebook friend. But this is saying you're Facebook friends with your ex still. He was talking about actual, like, friendships that you, like, there's ex-girlfriends of mine that I became friends with her friends. I don't ever see them again, ever. I mean, we have no communication.
Well, that's too bad. I feel bad that you don't get to see those nice people.
I don't feel bad at all.
Maybe you
said
you were friends with them.
I was friends with them.
But so then you, all right, so you were friends with them.
That relationship ends with that relationship.
There's no reason you can't stay friends with those guys if you wanted to.
Well, they're not guys. First of all, they're girls. That would be
women?
Unbelievably weird. Women? Yes, I do mean women. That would be unbelievably weird. I'm sorry. Okay. That's just weird.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yes,
though.
It is.
It's not weird.
It is weird.
You're weird.
I'm fine. I'm weird. I don't think I'm weird at all. I think that's. I think that is an anomaly. I'm happy that it happened for you, but that is not normal. That doesn't happen.
I disagree with you, but I have one piece of evidence that may lean in your direction. Some girlfriends of mine ran into a guy that I used to date, and he was like, man, I miss hanging out with you guys so much. Can we all make a plan? Like, you guys and me and Allison, we all go out, because that was always so much fun. So then they immediately called me, and I'm like, no, we are not all going out together.
Well, another thing, I've run into a couple of my ex's friends, and I'm always very friendly with them. You know, I see them on the street, I'll give them a hug, and we chat for a few minutes, but that's the end of it.
I think in this show we've had so many moments where it's like, see you later, have a nice life. It doesn't have to be.
But
so maybe there were like these were female friends, not male friends, though.
Right, right.
So if she had male friends that you'd really bonded with, and this is just a if it happened, and then you broke up again, like say you played softball with these guys,
right,
and then you break up with her, do you quit playing softball with those guys?
I don't know. I think that's a different scenario, but I don't know. It depends on how close they were with her. If they were... See, I think it's a different relationship than with girlfriends than guys that are friends with a girl.
Well, that's why I'm turning it. I'm saying, all right, so if they're guys, who cares? Be friends with the guys.
I don't think I would be. I mean, I was friends with some of, you know, my girlfriend's other significant others, whether they be boyfriends or whatever. I mean, I was friends with them. Did we hang out? Not really. I mean, we did when we all would hang out together, but, I mean, it's not like I had their phone numbers or anything, nor did I really want them. I didn't care. They weren't. You know.
Well, so you weren't friends with them; you were buddies.
You didn't have their phone numbers. I think that's a whole different relationship. No. Then.
Yeah, you weren't friends with them then.
No,
you were friendly with them. Yeah. You were buddies when you get together.
Well, sure.
I'm saying these are guys you become friends with. You have their phone numbers.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm hesitating, so I probably wouldn't hang out with them.
Wow, that's cold.
Those guys
were your real friends, man. You're just cutting them out.
They were not my real friends.
Why not? Just because you met them through her? It somehow lessens the friendship?
No, you're taking it to the extreme, I think. They were not my real friends. My real friends are my friends that I've had since high school and college, and those are and a few people that I've met along the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm a meet along the way.
I met you in college.
You know, but I didn't go to college.
No, what I mean. Yeah, yes. It's people you grow up with that you generally become really good friends with. I mean, there's people that I work with that I am friends with. I wouldn't tell them a lot about my life. I wouldn't go into the great detail about certain things with people that I am friends with. I'd go have beers with.
You're fired up. I love it.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous.
Even in a hypothetical world, 2 years of friendship with these guys. You hung out with them. You played softball every week with them.
First of all, I don't play softball.
Well,
so whatever.
You can't even imagine a scenario where you stay friends with these guys you spent so much time with.
Why would I spend that much time with them?
It's called a hypothetical, Eric.
Well, I'm going to take on the role of a press secretary and say I don't answer hypotheticals. How about that?
Okay, Sarah, that's fine.
What's a relationship's over? It's over. Done. Move on.
That relationship, yes. It doesn't have to be a domino effect.
Let me say this. If I formed a really true friendship with somebody, then no, I would probably still hang out with them.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I find that such a ridiculous thing that would ever happen to me. So, you know, I might as well throw it out there. Sure. Is it ever going to happen? No. So there you go.
I like you, but you're crazy.
I just think it's ridiculous. I don't know why you... I mean, why? Why?
Because they're nice people.
Oh, Jesus, Mary Joseph.
You become friends with someone. You don't, like, say... It's not, like, collateral damage to the relationship.
I disagree. I think it is. I don't hang out with any of my... flipping it on the other side, there's no one that I've ever dated where they want to hang out with me.
Eric, I'm right here.
But you mean they're friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of my friends want to hang out with you. That's true.
Right. There. Done. Come on. Give me another one. Give me another hypothetical.
It's real life. For me, it's not hypothetical. It's real life.
I think
I appreciate that you have that relationship. I think that is not the normal way things end on a relationship. That, to me, is abnormal. Not that it's bad. I just think that's not the way it usually goes.
Maybe unusual, and you guys both, instead of abnormal.
wrong choice of words on abnormal, but I think it's an anomaly. How about that?
Okay.
You win. You win.
Well, I did yell the loudest, so I think I win.
Briefly, I think he did finally admit there's a possibility that it could happen.
I mean, sure.
I'll take that as a victory. Sure.
There's a possibility that one day I may be able to dunk a basketball. Will it ever happen? Probably not.
Well, you work hard enough in practice.
Well, sometimes God gives people ability and sometimes he doesn't. So there you go. Okay, let's move on. I don't even know where we were. Were we still on the poll question?
Yep.
Okay. So let's go to question number one, which is, should I text my ex over the holidays? Guess what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Guess what I'm going to say.
If you feel like you should.
If you want to stay friends with them.
Yeah. Well, actually, there is some research that went into this, too, about texting ex. They talked to a couple of psychologists and relationship type people. And they went through a bunch of reasons of maybe why you should or maybe why you shouldn't. And if you were in the friend zone and you guys are both totally cool with that, then they say, yeah, sure, go ahead and send a text. If one person is not there and it still has feelings maybe for the other person or vice versa, or you think they may still have feelings for you, don't do it. If you think it's going to lead to something, don't do it. So I think there was three don'ts and one do.
I have no argument. That's exactly right.
How can you not argue with that?
No, but if you're friends with them, do it. If you're not friends with them, or if you're don't toy with them. If they're still, if they're hung up on you, like, oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, you know, he or she's thinking of me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's the message it sends.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a scenario where this happens, I guess.
Well, Tom apparently lives in a world where he talks to all of his exes and all of his friends.
No, I'm just saying, like, exes, where I just, like, see an ex, like, over the holidays, and why would I text them?
Well, I think what they were saying is sometimes over the holidays, people tend to long for a relationship or long for a relationship that they once had because they're alone, and it's the holidays, and it's all about family and friends and fun and that kind of thing. And so it crosses people's mind. Obviously, it doesn't cross my mind, but some people I could see that being a scenario where they're
Is this like after 8 cups of eggnog, or could is be, it you know? Be.
Or you know, are you just
okay, lonely? I'm or down. Then I'm down. And
if you're sitting around at home and say you have brothers and sisters and they're all married and all have kids, I could see how that could kind of cross your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a possibility you start thinking. But I think if you do that, then in your mind you're thinking, well, maybe there's still a chance,
right?
You know,
I know, and that's what that's what it went back to, is saying if you're doing this to think, maybe there's something there. If I can just get them talking again, then you shouldn't do it.
That's when you have to send back the polite text, like, I'm doing great. And then you don't ask them a question back so that right. they can't continue the conversation. Not that I do that.
No, never, never. Yeah, I'm trying to find... somebody have theirs handy?
I'm sorry, here, I found it.
Okay, so, yeah, do, don't... Definitely. Actually, it was only 3. And 2 of them were don't.
It was EliteDaily.com.
EliteDaily.com. Another powerhouse in the surveying field.
Oh, that's right. Out of order. Here we go. Friend zone, feelings.
Yeah. If you secretly want to get back together.
Yeah. Why does it have to be a secret?
Oh, you mean you should just tell them that you want to get back together?
Just go for it.
That's terrible advice.
I'm sure there's a reason why they broke up to begin with.
Right.
Like, I can imagine texting someone I used to date and going out with them, like, being confident we were in the friend zone.
Right.
But, I mean, these guys that keep telling you, like, you're going to call me back someday.
It's not like it's that many guys. It just so happens that there were a few right together.
A few. Like, more than 2.
Anyway. I have a very busy holiday season packed in for me.
Well, do tell.
No, I'm just...
Will
you be traveling? Or texting?
No, I am home for like the first time forever. So I'm very excited to... We're going to go to all the goofy holiday things and the caroling and the whole shebang.
All right.
We'll show up in Arlington
Heights. Hey, well, you're welcome anytime.
So that brings us to our dating story of the week. And this one is kind of a cautionary tale, I guess you could say. Very interesting to the woman this happened to. Her name is Sarah. She is 38 years old, lives in one of the suburbs. And she told me this story that she had been on Hinge, a dating app, and had several good first dates, a few second dates. And so she had matched with this guy, decided to go out. They went out for a drink. It was a Monday. They met in Old Town. And, you know, she said it wasn't bad. She was having a good conversation with him, but knew almost immediately, halfway through her first drink, that it wasn't going anywhere. But she didn't have anything else to do that night, so, and it wasn't that bad of a conversation, so she decided just, I'll just hang out. So they ended up having another drink, and they were sitting at the bar, and apparently they looked very awkward. She told me that immediately she had made it known to him through body language that this was the last time we were ever going to see each other. But he kept going at the bar, and to the point where another woman in the bar went up to the couple and started talking to them. When the young lady left, the guy that Sarah was out on a date with said, oh, that girl thinks you're totally hot, and she's hitting on you, and so on and so forth. And she said, no.
That's super weird to automatically think. Like, that girl right. wants you.
I think that about every woman, but, you know.
Well, sure. Naturally. Yeah. But she said, no, I don't think that's the case at all. I think she was just making sure that I was okay. Obviously, this looks like a first date, and everybody is looking at us, which I've done plenty of times when I've been sitting at a bar and seen people on awkward first dates, which I find extremely entertaining.
Yeah, but I've never, like, stuck my nose into it. So their vibe must have been so awkward and strange.
Right.
I mean, what was happening that the girl really had to do a well-being check?
That's a little strange. It is a little strange, but at the same time, you know, I guess it's good that... She went up to make sure that...
It's very nice of her. Yeah, it's definitely nice of her. I'm just wondering, like it must have been much stranger than your friend thinks it was or something.
Or what the vibe they were putting on.
Yeah, I mean, it must have just looked like that guy is abusive or something.
Right. Well, now the strange part really begins. Because as soon as the woman goes back and Sarah had explained to him, no, I think she was just making sure that I was okay, he starts yelling at the woman, saying, you know, mind your own business, you know, you don't effing know this or effing know that. And at this point, Sarah said, okay, well, this date was is over now. And she went over to the woman and said, listen, I'm really sorry. I don't know that guy at all. This is our first date, and it is going to be our last date. So the young woman and her and some of their friends went outside to a patio, and they were kind of talking. And this guy tries to come out there and being kind of belligerent about it. A shoving match ensues. He goes. She goes back inside.
This Wait, was he shoving the girl? Or?
No, no, not the girl. Okay. But some of the guys.
Guys were with the girl. Yeah.
I mean, not that it's any better, but.
Right. I mean, it's still ridiculous. And so finally, she decides that I'm just getting out of her. So she leaves and doesn't think any too much of it again. And then he texts her the next day saying, I have no idea what happened. Did you beat me up?
You're damn straight I beat you up. Like, he thinks she did it?
Well, and she said, I don't, you know, want anything to do with this person ever again. So she just ignored it, figuring he would go away. Well, the texts continue coming. It's pretty soon she started getting phone calls from restricted numbers, thinking that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
She never answered the phone. And then she kind of got a little nervous, went to the police and said, listen, I don't really know this guy. I just know his first name. Here's his picture on a dating app. But I just get a weird vibe from him. And the police said, well, next time he calls or contacts you, just tell him that you no longer want him to contact you and you're going to call the police. And so she didn't hear from him for a few days. Turns out, though, it wasn't over. He texted her again. She said, please don't contact me anymore. He continued texting her, this time sending her a screenshot of her Facebook page.
Uh-oh. Which, oh, no. Allison's laughing. It's not funny.
It's not funny. I can just imagine this happening to me, though, and I'm like,
I know. I mean, it's a little freaky. Because basically what he's saying is, I know how to find you.
Well, I wonder if this might be a nip it in the bud situation. Like, no, and maybe this wouldn't have worked, and I'm not blaming the victim here, but like that first text, like, no, I did not beat you up. You picked a random fight with strangers. I left. I have no idea what happened.
Right.
Have a great life. And hopefully maybe that would have ended it. I mean, I want to, like I said, I want to blame the victim or second guess.
Sure.
But I mean, obviously this snowball.
Sometimes when people are like that, you have to like give them like a definite like, we are not going on another date, or, you know, they don't. Right. It seems like he's not picking up on, like,
social cues?
Social cues, or, like, even her body language. So I think that maybe he needed to be a little.
I think he woke up with a black eye and didn't know why.
Yeah. Well, and she doesn't know if a whole brawl broke out or anything. I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying as far as nipping in the bud. But I think maybe one or two texts, not answer, see if he gets to the point that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the rule. The Eric Rung one and done rule.
Obviously does not subscribe to my thinking on text. But even one or two or even three, I could see her saying, well, if I don't, this will just go away.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I understand what you're saying. At some point, maybe go ahead and say, listen, buddy, this is enough's enough.
Yeah.
You're done. But it continued. And at the end, she ended up changing her Facebook page, changed all of her privacy settings, took her picture off her Facebook page, like the screen, the profile picture.
Yeah. Because poor girl.
Freaked her out.
Poor lady, I should say. Sorry.
Woman.
Poor woman.
Yeah. Yes. And really, she did everything right. Met him in a public place, you know, didn't really exchange anything more than a phone number or anything like that. It's sad to see this go this way. And she said she hasn't really been on the app that much anymore.
That might be good. And did she have to change her phone number? Or just block her? Just block his number, I guess.
Yeah, eventually he did stop contacting her. But it did take her two or three times telling him, do not contact me again. And at first it was, please don't contact me again. Then it was, don't contact me again. And then it would just continue.
The police said, if you contact me again, I can file a report.
Right.
And that would scare anyone off, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, anyone who's like halfway normal, if he's a complete psycho,
it
wouldn't. He might be.
It sounds like he broke it off finally.
Eventually. But she also said in hindsight, after looking at all of the evidence in this and not knowing what happened and some of the other things that happened during their conversation, that he could have been blackout drunk during their date, and she just didn't realize it until after the fact.
So he showed up hammered to a first date.
She thinks so because there was a couple of clues. She said, one, looking back on it now, he was an extremely close talker and was like right up in her face when telling these stories or telling stories. And he also repeated himself a lot, which are two common things that people do after they've been drinking. And, you know, yelling at random people.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Oh, my gosh.
Drunk or like serious, you know, like a mental health disorder.
Now, I like to have a few drinks on a first date to, you know, loosen up a little right. bit.
Sure.
But I've never pre-partied to the point of blackout and then gone on the date.
Yeah. That just seems like a bad idea.
Maybe not putting your best foot forward.
No.
Although, in this case, it was probably a blessing if he showed up sober.
Sure.
Shows up sober, might have charmed her a little bit, dated for a while, and then find out he was a psycho.
Yeah, maybe at that point he finds out where she lives it too. I mean, it could have gotten worse.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, she's lucky.
Yes, and how about the young lady that went over to Heroes too?
Yeah,
Heroes I mean, in everyday life.
And she now, what? How old do you think this young lady was that did this? That went
that
over
to
check.
Over?
Yes. What your first instinct? What would you guess?
I'm picturing my mother. No. Yeah.
I'm not going that old. I'm going for like a
45,
40 something, late 30s, 40 something that still likes to have a good time.
She told me, Sarah told me that the young woman that came over was in her early to mid 20s.
Oh, wow.
You know what? We're raising stronger women these days. I'm proud of her.
That's right.
I'm proud of her too. That's good. I like it.
Strong women support women.
But yeah, I would have loved to have seen what was happening that made the alarms go off in the entire... It sounds like the whole bar was like, oh boy.
Well, the 20-year-old ended up telling Sarah, yeah, we've all been watching you. And we knew this was bad. So
he brings girls here all the time.
That could have been too. He's been blackout drunk here for days.
Yeah.
All right. The second question of the night here is, who says I love you first, men or women?
I mean, it's just like a stat.
Yeah,
so there's a right or wrong answer.
I mean, there's really no right or wrong answer, but I mean, there is some research that went into it.
I mean, I feel like it's
probably from like, some other site we've never heard of, but
probably I'll say the ladies to have the edge.
Allison?
No, I would say it's the men. I think men say it first.
I would say women first, too. And according to the research on it, we're wrong.
Who's the...
So I'm right, as always.
Tango.com again?
No, this is the Journal of... the Journal of Social Psychology.
That's a total rag.
Yeah. So
this one sounds legit.
Yeah. It was 172 college students that were surveyed for this and who was more likely to drop to say I love you first. And surprisingly, I mean, most people think that it is women who say that first, but it actually is men. And I've heard you, Allison, you've said, especially the older we get, that you find men more, I don't want to say clingy, but more.
I think they fall in love faster.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And so they would say, I don't know, in your experience, who says it first in your dating life?
Men, I think.
Always? Yeah.
I've only been in maybe like three or four relationships where it's said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, always. Well,
all men?
Yeah.
Tom?
Maybe I have some issues.
Boy, this is going to get me in trouble. For Beth and I don't remember who said it first. Is that bad?
At the exact same time you guys said it? That's
we
awesome.
We did. Yes, exactly.
You guys are perfect.
I don't remember because there was so much love, it didn't matter. It was just a part of the whole environment. Previous, it was the lady. Previous to that, I don't think we ever said any love yous.
Yeah. I'm kind of on both of your same tracks as far as it hasn't been thrown around that much in relationships that I've been in. I'm trying to think. Woman.
I think they do a
man,
test. They do
man,
a test
woman,
run.
Woman, man, woman, man, man, woman.
Oh, yeah. Let me rephrase how I'm counting this now. Woman I dated. I'm trying to think if I ever said it first.
I think they usually do a test run. They usually say, I think I'm falling in love with you. And then they wait to see how
you react.
Yeah.
The classic, I love you. Thanks.
You're pretty good, too. I don't think I've ever said it first. Not that I can recall. Yeah, I don't think I have. But again, it hasn't been that many times that it's been thrown out there either.
Yeah, same. I mean, I think people try to, like, it's a pretty big step in a... Oh, if you're dating somebody for 6 months, you're not throwing I love yous around, no. I don't think.
Do we have anything else to say about I love you?
I love you.
I love you, and I love you. I love you both.
My favorite part is when I saw...
What's that?
When I saw this, and I thought it said, I love you, and I was afraid Eric wrote that to us.
Well, I don't think it was us, necessarily. So we're sitting...
Okay,
we sit,
I was afraid it was me.
So to the listeners, I don't know if you've seen pictures online at all, but we sit in a triangle.
Not the devil's triangle, by the way.
But by the time this airs, that'll be a dated reference. Not the devil's triangle, just a regular triangle. And between shows, Allison holds up this sock, this piece of paper with Eric's handwriting that says, I love you. And I was like, oh my God, turn on the record button.
But just so we're all clear, I wrote that on all of our papers. Yes. So we knew.
It was just the heading for the topic.
Right, exactly.
So...
But it doesn't mean I love you guys any less.
That's so sweet.
And I'm not afraid to say it, damn it. I love you. I love you both. I said it first.
You Woo! Win, buddy. You win. You win. Hey, thanks.
For the record, deep into this article, it talks about how men might say that they love you earlier on because they think that if they say it that their likelihood for intimacy shoots up.
Yeah, but we're also talking about college students here. I think we're all at the point in our lives where we're probably intimate long before I love you gets tossed around.
Not me.
I mean, Eric, why don't you... never mind. Never mind.
Oh, I mean, you guys are just going to leave me hanging on that?
Yep.
Wow.
I am leaving you hanging.
That's ridiculous. All right, well, that's the end of the show. We'll have a couple more questions and a dating story next week. Thank you so much for listening. For Allison and Tom, I'm Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorce. Hope you have a great week, everyone.